Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something important. Law. Something we always have to follow as a good citizen. We have Adam Foss. Adam was the former prosecutor and he is now the president of Prosecutor Impact. Hi Adam, 你好。
你好, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Right, it's a very big subject. Law.
Yes.
Yep. In China, China is quite a big country. So, to run a big country, 1.3, 1.4 billion people almost, you need to have heavy regulations to make sure that everybody does the right thing. So yes, the legal system in China is very much a big part of Chinese day-to-day life. So we should learn how to say that. We say 法律.
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 Okay.
There are two words. They basically mean the same thing. First word, 法.
法.
Yeah, 法. Imagine we are saying F-A and then we just get a bit upset, a bit angry, and then we put the word down first and then up to really emphasize it. 法.
法.
Perfect. 法. 法 means law, the rule, and that means the method or the way to go. So 法.
法.
Yeah. And then 律. 律 means exactly the same thing. Did you notice that in Chinese? They like doubling up things.
Yes.
When we say justice, 公平, 公平正义, they all mean something similar, but with a very subtle difference. Mm-hmm. And 律 also means the law, the regulation, to discipline, to control. So in Chinese language, 法律, now you know everything about the law. In English, there's three letters. In Chinese, that means everything. Okay. Law, rule, method, way. Regulation, to discipline, to control, to restrain.
Wow.
So 法律 together, that means a lot in China.
法律。
法律。Right. So you went to the law school.
Yes.
Why did you go there?
I went there for the same reason a lot of people in the United States go to law school. I didn't really know what else to do. I had reached a point in my life where I was dissatisfied with the job that I had. I knew that I needed another degree. I didn't want to go to business school or to grad school to be an academic, so I went to law school to literally just try it out. Oh, that sounds so awful and privileged. But that's,
okay.
That's what happened.
Right. No, I appreciate the honesty. And then we all make a decision in life at different stage for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And then you became a prosecutor, and now you are actually working for the justice.
Yes.
To reform the legal system.
Yes. For prosecutorial reform.
Right. It's quite a big difference. And also, I just wonder how this could be done, because when you mentioned about examining every single potential person being in a prison, and it's based on individual cases. So you have to look at the social background, the upbringing, the context, the incident when that happened, and also what would be the best way to transform the person instead of being a criminal.
Correct.
So when we talk about America being the biggest country in terms of the number of prisoners, 2.1 million people in the prison, how do we do that with this scale of the problem?
Well, all the things that you said are true, and they're accurate statements of the problem. What keeps me optimistic is that we're already spending a lot of time and money and effort and resources on what we're doing now. So in my mind, while it might take a lot of extra time and money to change the system around, I think that once we have changed it, we're either going to be spending less time or just the same amount of time and money that we do now incarcerating people. And it's just really up to us as citizens to ask ourselves if we're okay with that. I think a lot of the problem rests with people's reluctance to spend time and money on people that they don't view as deserving it.
Right. Okay. So actually that's about education to the general public.
Yes.
Okay. So I think you are doing the right thing. Your TED talk has been very much appreciated. And then I can see a lot of people are echoing your work, and hopefully we can scale up.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Great. So in Chinese, they are very different type of laws, just like English. For example, when you talk about civil law, in Chinese, we say 民法.
民法.
Yeah, 民法. 法, remember, that's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And then 民, that means people. So 民法.
民法.
Yeah, 民 is the second tone, so we go up a little bit. We can make a set it longer. 民法.
民法.
Yeah, and then to say the criminal law, we say 刑法.
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 Yeah, 刑 is also the second tone, and then that actually means punishment. Yeah, so it's interesting that in the criminal law, the criminals, they tend to get real punishment, either stay in the jail, or in the olden days, they were tortured. And in the worst case, they were executed. So in this case, the law guiding the criminals, the 刑法.
刑法.
刑法. And then we have something called constitution in every country.
Mm-hmm.
We call 宪法.
宪法.
Yeah, 宪法.
宪法.
Yeah, and 宪, that actually just means the constitution in this case, because normally constitutions are quite thin. The other day, I was reading the American Constitution on the July the 4th, and that was a tiny booklet, just like this big.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the general principle. And then all other rules and regulations, they have to derive from the 宪法. And of course, the details, if they are contradictory, you know this better than anyone. They're contradiction to 宪法, then the 宪法 is the mother. Yes, mother is always right.
Yes. How do you know all this? Did you go to law school?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Okay. And then you know your colleague in the court, the judge.
Yes.
We call 法官.
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 Yeah. 法 is law, right?
Yep.
And then 官, this word, that means officials.
Law officials.
The officials. And then, so you can see that in a Chinese context, they already make a decision that the guy sitting in the front of the courtroom, that guy has to be right. So they call him an official, because if you understand Confucianism, then the bosses, the parents, mm-hmm. people in the upper society, in the hierarchy, they are always right. The teachers, of course, in this case. And then that guy sitting in the front of the courtroom, 法官, that's the law official, 法官.
法官.
Yep. And then you, as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, you are a 律师.
Okay.
律 means law, and then 师 means the master of someone. So you are the master of something. You are the master of the law. So normally it could be a lawyer, but in this case, there are different types of lawyers. And as a prosecutor, you are also called 律师.
律师.
Yeah, and then you've been a celebrity lawyer or celebrity prosecutor. We say you are a 大律师. 大 means big.
大律师.
Yeah, 大律师. So Adam, as a 大律师, you have to stand for 公平正义.
公平正义.
Yeah, so Adam, as a 大律师, you stand for 公平正义.
大律师 stand for 公平正义.
公平正义. Okay, so I hope that the work you are doing in Prosecutor Impact can really not only transform the American legal system, and I'm sure because of the nowadays with social media, with the mass media, the concept, the philosophy you are spreading can also influence the rest of the world.
I hope so too, and I'm optimistic about that, because since TED, I've gotten a lot of outreach from around the world, people around the world saying this is a problem here too, and hopefully we can solve it all.
Yep, so let's make this important matter scalable.
I hope so.
Right, thank you so much, Adam, for joining us. Today we talk about law, 法律. And thank you for exercising social justice and justice, 公平正义 for everybody.
Thank you for teaching me.
Okay, so next time let's go to visit China together and see what sort of experience we can exchange.
I'm in.
Okay, let's do that. I hope you enjoy this, and please don't forget to rate us, review us. Until next time, 再见, Adam.
再见.